And we'll move on to commission reports. Before I do that, Commissioner Aldrich, are you out there?
He's listed.
I am here.
We can't see you. Your video's probably been turned off, Tim. I think if you cursor over the lower left part of your screen, you'll see a little camera. There you go. All right, now everybody's here. Welcome. Tim, I'll go ahead and start with you for commission report.
Now that you got me, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate that. I thought quite a while about what I was going to say this morning, and I finally came up to the bare facts, and that is basically I've been staying very close to home. You know, haven't had any in-person meetings to really attend or one thing or another. So a lot of my mornings and sometimes my evenings have been enjoying observing the arrival of spring in terms of the wildlife and the birds that we have in our neighborhood here. Lots and lots and lots of birds showing up and doing what they do at this time of year. And we also are lucky enough in my neighborhood out here, it's kind of a rural neighborhood where we have a lot of mule deer. And I see the does are distancing themselves from the fawns a little bit right now and finding their spots, you know, where the new generation of the 2020 fawns are going to be born. So anyway, it's been exciting right around home, even though we haven't traveled a lot of miles.
Thank you, Tim. Commissioner Brower.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, pretty much kind of to reiterate with what Commissioner Aldridge kind of said, it's been pretty quiet up here in northeastern Montana. I guess it's probably quiet because of the relative uncertainty as to the current environment of which we live in. And also, I think primarily the focus has been seeding and ranching. It seems that's been going pretty well. And as always, moisture is always welcome. I don't think it can be said enough, but I would just like to reiterate thanks to the department for the work that they've done to maintain some sense of normalcy in these uncertain times. Both kind of mitigating life through this COVID virus and minimizing the impact that it has, all while still maintaining that outdoor tradition that we all love in the state of Montana. Personally, I'm excited that tomorrow I can officially sign out for the 2019-2020 school year. It's definitely been a year to remember, and I'm ready to chalk this one up and move on, hopefully, to some sense of different settings as it has been those last few months. But once again, I would just like to thank everybody throughout all the vast different employments or whatever people are doing just to maintain as much normalcy as they can. And with that, I'll close, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Logan. And special thanks to you and all the teachers that have continued to maintain their duties and work through this. I have quite a number of friends that are school teachers, and I'm just amazed at how disciplined and how hard they're working to try and provide some measure of education in these tough times. Thank you, Logan, and hopefully you'll be able to have a good summer.
I appreciate it.
Commissioner Byarth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, everybody. Things in Southwest Montana are interesting, just like everywhere else, but spring has arrived in spite of it all. And boy, the rivers and the trails and the hills are full of people outside recreating, which makes me grateful to live in a place like Montana, and also grateful for all the work that people do to make it possible for us to enjoy being outside and being safe and still keep our sanity. I've had the benefit of enjoying a couple trout fishing trips and a turkey hunt with my friends and sons. And I guess I find that I can't complain a lot, and I have a lot to be grateful for. One serious concern, though, is we've recently detected a chronic wasting disease down in here in Region 3 in the Bozeman area. So we're joining the club, so to speak. And I know the staff is working hard to set us up for further surveillance and to help do our part to contain it. So with that, I guess that's what I have for you.
Thank you, Commissioner Byerth. Commissioner Stuker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to start off by congratulating Quentin Cugelo for his recent appointment and look forward to working with him in that position. I think he'll do an excellent job. As like the others, commissioners, things have been a little slow. I did attend an Upper Missouri River CAC meeting by Zoom. Most of it I had to sign off before it was over, but there was some very good discussion there by the committee members, the department. I thought Adam did an exceptional job of running the meeting. A couple of things, though, that did come up that I think the commission needs to look at, and Eileen did bring this up when we approved it. The CAC members, we only put in for a one-year term and one meeting. And both of those are problematic. Now, I know Adam and the CAC have already scheduled a second meeting for this year, which they need. But I think at some point, the commission needs to go in and look at possibly putting in three-year staggered terms. Now, there's nothing saying that these individuals cannot reapply each time and each year and the commission approve them. But I think for consistency, if we had staggered terms in there. The other thing is, as my dad always said, north of Highway 2, we're about one day from a drought. And that's, again, this year, the same thing. We've got very little moisture up here. The dryland hay is pretty much gone. I don't think we'll be cutting that. But yet, there was a lot of snow in Canada, so their creeks are running good, and the irrigation is good. And that's all, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Rich. I'll try to send some of the rain we had down here your way. The same. I've had a fair bit of interaction with staff over the last little bit, just as things come up. We had some work on a 454 agreement that unfortunately fell through. The landowner backed out, so that was disappointing. But we hope to continue discussions about some other opportunities. Just kind of touch again on what others have brought up is that as we go through this time and I look at people utilizing our wildlife management areas or different trails, and you think about all the people that are you know, utilizing their Smith River permits or trying to pick up Smith River permits that others have handed back. I think every Montanan should be extremely grateful for the work of the members of the Fish and Wildlife Department and all of our park staff and members. We're so lucky to have all this opportunity to go out and maintain some measure of social distancing in these areas and still be active. And so you never know how many people are listening that aren't staff, but all we ever hear is criticism of the department. And I sure hope that as folks are out there using the wildlife management areas and the parks and these other opportunities that we provide, utilizing their dollars, that they're grateful for the efforts of these great people. So with that, I'll turn it over to the director for her report.
Thank you.